Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free For All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I've kind of given you two this week because I missed out last Friday. We had Mindy Patterson on, and we were talking about some pretty important things. And so I gave you Hodgepodge Monday, and now you've got Free For All Friday, 877-895-5410. Well, Georgie Porgy's in trouble. Now, George Stephanopoulos has, for a very, very long time, not been one of my favorite people because I do see him as quite biased. He's not a bipartisan journalist. He's not a true journalist. He's a politician wannabe journalist. And he's always defending the Clintons. And I remember when they finally found out all this time he was defending Bill over the Lewinsky issue. And when it all came to, when the truth came out, he said he was hurt, you know, that he was hurt, da-da-da-da-da. But he was still a believer in the Clintons. I remember him talking about how great they were, even though this happened and the guys lied, da-da-da-da. Well, Stephanopoulos he's stepped in some trouble here. Now, we'll see how it plays out, because the mainstream media doesn't really seem to care what their journalists do or don't do. But while claiming to be unbiased, he donates $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation. And not just that. That alone is bad enough. But he gets into a real heated, I guess, interview with the gentleman, Peter Schweitzer, who's written the book about the Clinton Foundation, and accuses him of everything, including you don't have any evidence, you don't have any proof, because ABC has done their work, and da-da-da. Well, then it comes out, yeah, they do. And they got it on him, too. So he has confessed, he has said, yes, he did that, and da-da-da, and apparently that's against ABC's rules. But he says, and he apologized, and I guess he apologized again this morning. Somebody had emailed me and said that he had done that. I quit watching. I used to watch Good Morning America every morning as I got ready for work. But when they put Stephanopoulos on there, I quit watching it. I just quit watching. Most of it is warm, fuzzy stuff anyway, but I just quit watching it because of him. Not that it bothered ABC any, but it was my way of saying I'm not going to support that. But he said, I'm sorry about it. I'm sorry because I don't want anything to compromise my integrity. Well, too late. Or the standards of ABC News. I don't want to do anything that would raise questions in the minds of our viewers. I'm sorry all of that has happened. So he's sorry he gave $75,000, or is he sorry that he got caught giving $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation? I'd say he's sorry he got caught, because when he gets caught, that's when he's compromised his integrity. He never had any integrity, or he wouldn't have ever given it. Well, criticism from both party leaders and news media experts has come out, because Mr. Stephanopoulos has just last month conducted an aggressive interview, they called it, with Peter Schweitzer, the author of the new book about the Clinton Foundation. During the interview, Stephanopoulos seemed to dismiss Mr. Schweitzer reporting about conflicts of interest among donors to the charity, who also had matters pending before the State Department. And I circled this as he said, we've done investigative work here at ABC and found no proof of any kind of direct action. Who's the we? Who did all that we investigative reporting there at ABC that found no proof of any kind? Well, they're not telling the truth, and you know they're not telling the truth. Folks, these people, now this is the second one in just, you know, this year, but we don't have to, we've known for a long time that Stephanopoulos is anything but unbiased. And most of the mainstream media, they tend to, I mean, look what they're doing now. They're defending what Hillary's doing. Hillary won't take questions. She won't go to anybody. I think they're starting to get a little upset at her. But they're defending her. And I watched it last night when they had these two political guys on that they run campaigns. So they would do this. That's what they said that they would do. They were they're in for winning. They're not in to be. It's not about you and me. If she had nothing to hide, why is she hiding? It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, Georgie Porgy's in trouble, and I kind of think it's funny. We'll see how far it goes. He's long been somebody I don't like, so I'm not going to shed too many tears over him. We've known for a long time that he is biased. He's a Clinton lover. Doesn't matter what they do. He's going to defend them. Now, I talked to you earlier this week about this Supreme Court Justice Scalia and his the Constitution, not a Bill of Rights, that makes you free. It's the Constitution, not the Bill of Rights, that gives us our freedom, he says. And when I read that, I thought, I'm not sure I'm going to agree with this. But then as I read through this article, and this article was written by Kevin Mooney, and it is from the Daily Signal, and he had interviewed Justice Scalia. And as I went through it, it all made sense to me. The majority of it, anyway. And then, lo and behold, this week, a friend of ours called in the office. He said, I haven't heard from you in a while. I wanted to see how you were doing. And that's Anthony Intiso. Now, you remember, we've had Tony on several times, and we've talked about the United States Incorporated. He wrote a series of articles in The Pen. There was 9 of them all together back in 2013. In that regard, giving all kinds of places where you can go and look it up, and evidence, and the dates, and the titles, and everything that was involved in the U.S. being incorporated, and then the states joined in and are incorporated, and that kind of goes against us, especially that word sovereignty, folks. But he called me this week, and he was telling me that he just got through graduating. He took some courses at Hillsdale College. Now, if you know, Hillsdale College has quite a great reputation for teaching the Constitution. And I kind of chuckled at him. I said, well, why did you do that? He said, because I needed to know more. And I said, well, how do you feel? He said, I feel angry. He said, I feel more cheated now than ever because I know. So I mentioned to him about Scalia's comments regarding the Constitution, regarding the Bill of Rights, and regarding the 17th Amendment. And he said yes. And of course, the 17th Amendment changed how we elect, well, we started electing senators instead of for D.C., instead of appointing them as they were. So now anybody can be a senator from anywhere, just like Clinton from Arkansas could be a New York senator. All it takes is some money, folks. All it takes is some money, and they're not representing you and I. We have created, with the 17th Amendment, career politicians. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, and it changed everything. So you got to be careful when you're talking about a Constitution convention. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday, and we will all be right back.
If you believe, as I do, that America is headed the wrong way and needs to turn around, write this down. Western Conservative Summit 2015. Your story, freedom alive. June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be there. This is John Andrews inviting you to join me for the best weekend of your summer. A huge rally on the right with thousands of new friends and dozens of great speakers. Presidential contenders like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Media stars like Hugh Hewitt, Katie Pavlich, Byron York. Thought leaders like Arthur Brooks and David Horowitz. Economic gurus like Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow. Grassroots training workshops. Terrific entertainment. Low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to WesternConservativeSummit.com. That's WesternConservativeSummit.com.
C.J. Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. C.J. is offering her three bets and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all for Rite Aid. Your calls are welcome. Don't wait till the last segment to call in, everybody. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Well, I'm not going to dwell on Stephanopoulos anymore, but unless you want to. But as I was watching the news last night and the night before, they were interviewing some folks at a Hillary campaign, and they've got their little H on. It's kind of like they've made like little tiaras out of paper, and they've got an H there, and they're making it look like a tiara or a queen crown or something. And they're going up and they're telling her how Hillary treated the women that worked for her when she was senator, that they were paid 72 cents less on the dollar than the men that worked for her. And these women were taken back. I mean, they're there on her campaign. They're 100% for Hillary until they learn the truth. So is it any wonder that she's hiding? Because when people know the truth will set you free. It might make you upset a little bit, but it will set you free. Because then you can see very clearly. What is the old song? I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. The truth will set you free. Stephanopoulos went after this guy with a lie. A lie on his lips and a lie in his heart, because he knew when he was telling that man that he had already put $75,000 in it himself. Of course, he's hoping to win favor with the Clintons during the 2016 election. They lie, folks. They lie. And they can't think of enough ways to get money out of you. So I have an article here. We've got a caller, so I'm going to hold up. But I've got an article here that somebody from Illinois sent me. And I want to share it with you. But we have Davey from Texas, I believe you said. Davey, how are you today?
We still got showers of blessings down here, Beth Ann.
Well, good for you. We're having a little rain as well, and we could use it. Although I think the farmers are wanting to get into the field, so they'd like it to stop for just a little bit.
Yeah, well, that would, you know, help the farmers, but, you know, the lakes need to fill up, too. You know?
You on fishing, are you?
Well, you know, Jesus said be fishers of men, so.
All right. What's on your mind, Davey?
Well, I just thought I'd call in and help your listeners out with some reading material, especially the young ones, you know, coming up. You had some guests on talking about the farmers and whatnot. Do you remember Dr. Gene Schroeder taking all those tractors to Washington back there in the car?
Oh, yes, yes. That was a long time ago. Uh-huh.
Well, he wrote a book called War, Corporations, and Central Planning. Have you ever heard of that book?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's a must read. It's a short read, quick, and it's a must read. Another really great book that young ones especially would be interested in learning about is a book called Money, The Greatest Hoax on Earth by Merrill Jenkins.
Okay.
And I was wondering, have you ever seen Melissa Morrison's autopsy photograph?
No.
Well, she was a little girl down at Mount Carmel, April 19th, 1993, and she was murdered along with about 86 other people that day by real terrorists. You know, Vince Foster was murdered also, and the question that arises is, where were Bill and Hillary that day? Were they in the Situation Room watching CCTV with the Chinese general that day in the White House?
Interesting.
Or, you know what I mean? 'Cause,
there is a trail, isn't there?
Well, you know, the issue is what will these people do for filthy lucre? Because there's a difference between gold and silver coin for Americans and filthy lucre. And we have these two-legged snakes over here printing the currency and owning the media and running this crack house called Congress. Two more quick books, though, that I highly recommend it.
Okay. I wish I'd made a little money off these books.
Yeah, well, you know, the truth is the most powerful weapon. And you know,
Do you subscribe to The Pen?
Well, you know what? I don't, but I'll have to check it out. I'm a little bit handicapped. I actually got a degree in government, Beth Ann, from the University of Texas at Austin, and then these terrorists came in and murdered my neighbors at Waco, claiming they had the perfect right to commit murder, and it's not true.
Well, I recommend that you try The Pen, and like I'll tell you, like I tell all my listeners, if you want me to send you one free one, I will, but you need to, you know, give me your name and address. So
yeah,
I'll have
you
to
know,
do that.
Think about it. In my country, I don't get to have an address because of these terrorists. You know, have you ever heard of being a targeted individual?
So how do you get your mail?
I don't get mail. I haven't gotten mail in over 20 years, Beth Ann.
So you don't pay bills or anything like that? Or
I don't get to have a life, you know what I mean, like normal, everyday other people do that take part in this so-called system, because I really was, numerous attempts have been made on my life, Beth Ann, by these real terrorists in my country. And, you know, I could go on, but the truth of the matter is I didn't call in to do that. I just called in to give you these books, the reading material, so people, when they do go to this Western Conservative Conference out there, that maybe they could spark some brush fires in these people's minds so they can turn a laser beam focus on who the real terrorists are. You know, you remember that Pogo comic strip?
Yes, I do.
What was the punchline of that? It was like, we have met the enemy, and it is us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and the fact is, if we'd stop being stupid for just 10 minutes, you know, especially the men, and focus like a laser beam on getting rid of all the lying murderers in our country, you know, and just have open season for 10 minutes, it would be big. Anyway, those other two books would be Eustace Mullins. He has a whole list, but I highly recommend the book The Curse of Canaan and Yuri Lena's book Under the Sign of the Scorpion. Have you ever heard of that one?
I know. Uh-uh.
Oh, my. You haven't heard of Yuri Lena?
You don't understand how much reading I have to do.
Well, I might. I've consumed several libraries, but Yuri Lena wrote a book about the mass murder of the Bolsheviks in Russia.
Oh,
and
okay.
They murdered over 60 million Christians, and the fact is, you know, so much of what people think they know is just simply not true. And we've invested a lot of our empathy and sympathy in you know, mass murders. I mean, they have mass murdered over 300 million people in the last 100 years. And in the filthy lucre department, oh, that's what else I was going to ask you. If you could have a contest for sixth graders and below to come up with a concise definition of filthy lucre.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
I'm supposed to have a contest, huh? Okay.
Well, you know what I mean? Because those Western conservatives, it really pains me deeply because, I mean, you know what? I met Judge Bork. I was coming out of Joe Biden's office right before Judge Bork was going to have his confirmation hearing. And I went in to see Joe Biden, and he wouldn't see me. And I left him a little note there. And I rode down the elevator with Judge Bork. And, you know, this country has been hijacked by these so-called neocons. And those people out there at that Western conservative, they need to have a tar and feather party for these neocons. I mean, seriously. Seriously.
I agree. I've said before we need to do some tar and feathering. All right, I'm gonna let you go, Davey, okay?
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. All right. Lots of books to read. I don't know how you can find time to do it all, but lots of books to read to educate. Educate and activate. Okay. Well, this came from Illinois, and this in the Chicago area. This is Schaumburg. Is the area it is. It says the property tax officials in Schaumburg have begun researching whether additional taxes should be levied against the owner of a treehouse. He rents his treehouse out as a romantic getaway. Well, now, it's not a very big treehouse. It's just a small treehouse, but it's an elaborate treehouse. But it is a treehouse, and it is on his property. So I guess it would be like, although it's up in the air, it's on in a tree. I don't know if it'd be like a shed or something like that. But they're wanting to tax it as a separate residence. You know, these folks can't think up enough ways to get your money. Why does he owe them for having a treehouse? So are they going to tax every treehouse then? So Dan Alexander has been renting out his furnished treehouse for a few years on Airbnb. It has a full-size bed. It has Wi-Fi, cable TV, and a mini-fridge, bar, coffee maker, microwave, fireplace, deck, and an air conditioner. Now, the Schaumburg Township Assessor's Office reportedly is exploring the question of whether the treehouse should be considered a second residence, subject to a second property tax bill for Alexander. Now, what about the children's houses that they have out in the backyard that the kids play in? And sometimes it's kind of like a second residence. It's not just a little bitty playhouse. It's a little more elaborate than that. They just can't think up enough ways to take your money. This guy's probably needing a little supplement of income. Thought this was a great idea. And now they're going after him. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Well, this treehouse, now, he is getting a little money for it, I guess. I don't know how many renters he has or how many takers he has on his little getaway for couples. But they don't, you know, first of all, it's a property tax. But what they want to do now is to tax him for two residents on his property. Even though this isn't necessarily something that he has somebody there every day. But anyway, it's interesting. They just can't think up enough ways to take your money and to take your liberty. And how far are you willing to go to fight? You know, you may think, well, that guy's making some money. Well, maybe he is. Is that so bad? I'm thinking that might not be a bad idea when you retire. Just put a treehouse up in the backyard and rent it out. We have a caller from Kansas. We have Steve. Steve, how are you today?
Okay, Beth. I was listening to you talk about, I was thinking about where this country's at and how other countries ended up in the same situation we're in. And thinking about what you said about Stephanopoulos, and a phrase came to mind that winners do what losers are not willing to do. And right now, the losers are the corrupt liars that are willing to do anything to win. And the general population just kind of, I feel like just the hundreds of millions of people, even tens of millions of so-called good people, are just sitting there either not knowing what to do or believing that everything would just turn out just fine.
Or thinking that they can't make a difference.
Yes, or right. And I understand there's a lot of confusion out there. If you listen to typical talk radio like the Limbaughs or the Hannitys, they've been on for 20-plus years making millions of dollars. And, yeah, they put out maybe some news and things like this. But what have they ever accomplished? And then there's the alternative radio like you have and other people have that actually put on people that are doing things, I guess is my point. And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
And, well, and that, you know, it's like I've said before, the Republic, you know, it means we're the ones in charge. But if we're not working, then the Republic doesn't mean anything.
We are the owners of this country. All the rest of the people, the government employees, they're hired help. And I think, you know, people, a lot of them dream about owning their own business someday, or if they own their own business. Well, in fact, they do. It's called the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And how you run that would show how you would run any other kind of business. You've got employees out there that are lying. They are stealing. They're killing. And I just have a hard time believing this, you know, like I said, for those that want to believe in the religious Christian attitude or the top 10 list, I call it, how in the world, you may not be doing it, but you've got employees who are. And I have a real hard time understanding how this is happening.
Well, you know, I think, and you and I have talked before, you know, off the air, I think that people, they're discouraged, and they've bought into the lie. We're enough generations down the line now. People have forgotten what that 17th Amendment actually did, and they never hear about that. Well, you know, those senators don't want you to hear about that, because that would end their careers if all of a sudden we decided, you know, we don't want to do that anymore. And you and I talked about that a while back about, you know, why can't the states just change it, you know? Well, who's going to make that decision and who's going to do it? These career politicians are the ones in charge. So we've got to get them out, and we've got to find a way to take it over. And I think, and I know that you've had some real concerns there locally, how important it is that we elect the right people with integrity locally. Think about what this Stephanopoulos did. Think about how he went after this guy aggressively, telling him, we've done our research, there's been no proof, when he darn round good and well knew that he himself had donated to the Clinton Foundation $75,000. Blatantly lying, taking advantage of someone else, trying to boost his career with the Clintons, ignoring his journalistic integrity that he's supposed to have, which he's never had an ounce of it. And we sit and listen to these people every single day. I don't. I turn him off. But we sit and listen to these people every day as if they really have something to offer us, Steve. What does Stephanopoulos have to offer you and me or America? Not a thing.
And these are, these are bully thugs, where they found it just easier to bluff. It's easier to steal than to work for something, because those people really either can't or are not willing to do what most of us are able to do, just like you. I mean, you're on the radio, you're fighting this. There's other people like Richard Mack. I've been fighting this for decades, willing to literally risk my life, spend every dime I have, and at some point it gets to where it appears that why should I save people that aren't willing to save themselves?
You know, I was watching Fox last night, and I think it was Hannity. And on this particular one, he was right. But they were talking about, and it was goes back to that interviewing with the Hillary, the evidence that they have that she paid, you know, less to her female employees than she did to the male. And he had two, he had one woman on there that went at him and said, well, that wasn't a credible news source. Because it wasn't the mainstream media, I suspect. She decided it wasn't credible. I can't remember the name of the source. He said, yes, they are. And he said, we've investigated it ourselves. It is the truth. No, it's not the truth. She would not accept the truth because she was a Clinton lover all the way. You know, it didn't matter what Hillary did or didn't do. Hillary can do no wrong, apparently. But they went after this news source that he had where it got exposed and said it wasn't credible. Why? I guess because it wasn't ABC, NBC, MSNBC, or CBS? Why?
Well, people need, like you mentioned locally, people need the corruption. The corruption's there if you want to look and see it. It's really there someplace on a local level, on a county level, on a state level. And the oversight is up to us. And, you know, I try to support people like you, other people, because it's important that we have communications like you. And as I get ground down with this, one of the things that I have, that I am doing is involved in lawsuits involving, illegal, unconstitutional ordinances. And this happens to involve animals. And you've had people on before, and people can say, well, especially the old geezers, so animals, well what's the big deal about that? The thing is, it's a diversion. You've talked about the horses up in New York. I think you've had other people on it where these people come on and say, well, we just want to check your animals to see if they're being mistreated or not. This is terrorism towards the public.
It is. I want you to hang on. We're going into a break. I want to talk about what's going on with you in particular. And I have, I know you've got a website out, and it's for GoFundIt, but it's not just what you think, folks. So don't jump to conclusions. But I've been posting it out on Facebook today for you, Steve, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. This is Free for All Friday. We're heading into the final segment of today's show. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We will be right back. Abigail Adams said, a patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow Common Sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. We're in the final segment of today's show. I'm visiting with Steve from Kansas, and Steve and I know each other. We've met each other at some of Sheriff Mack's things and other conferences and things that we've gone to. And he started a You Fund It. And it's he's kind of on a mission here because of something he's going through. But this isn't just about him, he says. He's got defending animals on it, but these are unconstitutional and should be illegal ordinances that get passed in communities. And that's what he's dealing with, and they have gone after him. So again, it's important who you elect as your county commissioner, your county sheriff, your alderman, and all these kind of things. I think they have different names in different counties and different states. But those things are important. And your school board members, they're the ones that are affecting where you are, where you live. And one day we can just thumb our noses at these D.C. occupiers and tell them, you know, go occupy your office and leave us alone. But, Steve, tell us about, and we're just, you know, we're on the final segment. I know it's going to take a little while, but briefly, if you can kind of tell us what's really happened.
Well, one, I'll just say the enemy or whatever, the left or whatever they are very well organized. They're willing to do anything to win, like I said earlier. And I think the general populace that wants their liberties, wants their freedom, need to think about that and quit worrying about every new conspiracy thing and every news article that comes out and focuses on the fact that we need to enforce the law, that we need to enforce the Constitution. It's pretty simple, people. And so it's kind of a test to see whether or not of gathering people together and doing it in such a way that they can not expose themselves, maybe, or for a little amount of money. I put up this GoFundMe.com site, which is GoFundMe.com/defendingAnimals. GoFundMe.com/defendingAnimals. And the enemy is watching. The enemy watches all the time. I watch the enemy. The fact is they're watching to see whether or not the public is ever going to focus on what needs to be done and come together, at least on certain things that you can respond quickly to something and do it in force. And you can't tell me there aren't 6,000 people out there that don't have a dollar. People want to just immediately say, well, I don't have any money, I don't have any time. Well, I say, well, you're doing something pretty wrong then, and not that I have a lot of money, because, you know, it's more important for my children to have a better country than what we're having right now than anything else in my life, and I'm willing to do anything to assure that. And so I put up this site kind of as a test of your listeners, other people's listeners, to see if they can come together and focus. Like I said, people won't say, well, defending animals, what's that got to do with anything? Well, it's defending the Constitution. It's defending the fact that there are all kinds of illegal ordinances out there, and these animals are being used to get to the owners. Plus the fact these people that we're dealing against are willing to do anything, whether it's fake 911 calls, whether it's threatening me, incarcerating me, false charges against me. I'm willing to do that. I don't expect anybody to do anything that I'm not willing to do.
Well, and I think we've seen that in the media, just, you know, and I hate to keep going back to this, but Stephanopoulos and Williams and all that, we've seen they have no problem standing there in front of the American people and lying. They have absolutely no problem doing that. Now, I want you to hang on, Steve. I've got another caller. I want you to hang on, though. We've got Ken from Texas. Ken, how are you today?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hey, just tell them you're not a corporation.
I'm not a corporation.
Why don't you tell them in no uncertain terms, and they'll send your mail back to you. I've done a thing with my wife about 16, 17 times. Anyway, hey, I was down in Florida in 1988 when we got Florida and Alabama to withdraw the call for the Constitution Convention under the Balanced Budget Resolution. You with me?
I'm trying to be.
We planned it in 1987. I was with the John Birch Society, and my coordinator got Alabama to withdraw almost single-handedly. He told me on the phone, and I had a sign on the street that said, stop the convention, save the Constitution. Anyway, Alabama, Florida withdrew it. There were 32 states. Then there was 30 states. I guess Louisiana trashed theirs, too. And the boys hit a brick wall, and they're mad. Since 1988, make my point here, Randy Weaver, Twin Towers, Oklahoma City, Waco, 540 gun bills in the house. They don't know what to do. Now they're getting brazen, very brazen. They're coming at you straight on, trying to get rid of it. You can't say this, you can't do that,
mm-hmm.
because the convention has been taken away from them right now.
You don't want to...
They're mad.
All right. I'm going to let you go here, Ken. Thank you. Appreciate that. Uh-huh. Steve, we're about to run out of time, and I didn't want you to hang up because I wanted you to kind of finish telling what you were saying.
Well, the point is there are people out there, good people, that are willing to risk anything, and the people need to help support them. And I'm doing this, you're doing this, other radio people are doing this. I know Richard Mack, like you mentioned, is doing this, you know, to the demise of even our health or being put in jail, we are doing this because it's that important. You have to show the enemy what you're willing to do. And through local lawsuits and stuff like this, you have to go into these to show you are willing to do whatever it takes. Now, my question is whether the people in this country, the general population, even care about their own freedoms, because freedom isn't free. And what they have to ask themselves, okay, if you're not paying, someone else is. And I'm on this site, and I'm watching this site right now, and I'm going to be watching it. And I want to say, people, here's the moment of truth. Here's your chance to demonstrate, okay, it may not be much, but it is something, and it's something worthwhile, and I'm a part of it.
You know, and it goes back to we're always willing to step up when there's a tragedy. I mean, everyone went to the aid of the folks with the pizza deal in Indiana and went to their defense, and the bakers, and they went to their defense because they were losing everything, you know. And but what are we willing to do on a daily basis to try and preserve liberty and grab it back? You know, our rights, they're only there if we're willing to fight for them. And if we're not willing to fight for them, if we don't believe in ourselves, what kind of a future are we going to leave for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren?
Right. Absolutely. And right now, if the people don't step up and support the people that are doing this, they're literally selling their children, their grandchildren into a slave.
And they're going to be left with a whole heap and a gob of Stephanopoulos's and Williams. We're out of time, Steve. I thank you so very much. I appreciate what you're doing. Keep me informed as to how that goes. Folks, it's going to take every one of us. There is nothing that we can't do if we stand and do it together. We are the Republic. We are the ones who own this nation. But we got to take that ownership back and bring America home.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1-ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense Forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.